1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the Civic News, Media
I'm Dave
app.
Packer. The government acted responsibly when it indicted former President Trump for retaining government documents and obstructing government efforts to get them back. That from his former Attorney General Bill Barr telling Fox News Sunday.
Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has. They have to be in the custody of the archivist. He had no right to maintain them and retain them. And he kept them in a way at Mar-a-Lago that anyone who really cares about national security, their stomach would churn at it.
The former president back out campaigning this weekend, calling the charges part of a witch hunt against him. Interstate 95 through northeast Philadelphia is expected to remain shut for an extended period after an overpass carrying the main roadway collapsed following a tanker truck fire below. There were no injuries reported. An emerging humanitarian crisis after a dam was breached by an apparent explosion in southern Ukraine. Over 3,800 houses in 46 settlements are underwater. This is ABC News. Officials with the United Nations warning of a growing humanitarian crisis in southern Ukraine.
After an explosion destroyed a dam in southern Ukraine, United Nations humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths says there's been widespread flooding.
The figures are already terrifying. We're talking about 700,000 people without proper drinking water. That's an extraordinary number.
The flooding in one of the world's key bread baskets is also likely to impact Ukrainian grain exports, raising food prices. Griffiths says the full extent of the fallout from the dam's destruction may not be known for a few weeks. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A miracle discovered deep in the Amazon jungle after four Colombian children were found alive in the jungle after a small plane crash more than 40 days earlier. The siblings, ranging in age from just 1 to 13 years old, now recovering. They're weak but in good condition. Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, and others visiting the survivors at the hospital. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
News is brought to you by Jingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New mothers run a high risk of health problems. Groups that want extended postpartum health coverage through Medicaid hope it will be part of the Wisconsin biennial budget. Mike Mohn reports.
Through the American Rescue Plan, states have the option to extend Medicaid coverage for new mothers for up to a year after they give birth. To receive matching federal funds, states had to create their own program for this benefit. Dr. Jennifer Krupp of SSM Health says the current 60-day coverage window puts too many new mothers at risk for serious medical complications, such as hypertension disorder.
When we only see them for 2 months because that's all the coverage they have, we really can't make sure that all of their needs are being met to control their blood pressure.
She says depression is another chronic problem that could affect outcomes for both the mother and child if left untreated. The proposed Wisconsin extension has bipartisan support, but it's unclear if it will be included in the Department of Human Services section of the budget. Ann Mae Minichiello is a UW health pharmacist and American Heart Association volunteer. She developed a rare form of heart failure after the birth of her daughter. She says she was lucky to have health coverage.
I had to have several echocardiograms, you know, months and like years and annually still, even though this incident happened about 6 years ago. So if I didn't have that follow-up, yeah, it could be very fatal.
Her experience inspired her to speak up so that more lives can be saved. Efforts such as this come amid recent CDC data showing alarming trends when it comes to the nation's maternal mortality rate. but rates have grown considerably higher for black women. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Beck.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What would it take? Just stay with me for a minute. What would it take for Robin Voss to actually pay some kind of political price? 844-967-2789. And I wish I could say this was my smart question that was pointed out, but this actually comes from Michael Bradley, who's a great follow on Twitter. He talks a lot about Milwaukee, talks a lot about cities, but he made this point last night on the heels of Robin Voss basically just drawing the line yesterday, saying if Governor Evers does not accept the shared revenue bill as it is, we'll just cut everything, all of the Milwaukee provisions out of it and move forward. So just the threat of we will let our biggest city fail. I don't care. Gun to your head. Take it or leave it. And so we'll get to that in a second as far as I don't know what option Evers has at this point. But it's just when you think about the political creature that Robin Voss is and how he's stayed in office. And I don't even just mean the gerrymandered maps, because yes, he is protected as so many of the other legislators and lawmakers are in their districts because of gerrymandering. But think about some of the things that he's done. The fact that he had an affair with a fellow assembly person who he's now married to.
That's when she's number three.
And she's his third wife.
Yep.
But she was basically worked for him because he was speaker and she was an assembly person. So the fact that they had an affair and he paid no political price for that amongst conservatives. He also orchestrated the Foxconn deal in his own district and played no political price for that.
Boondoggle.
And Michael Bradley makes this point, and it's a great one. If you were a Hollywood screenwriter and were like, hey, three times married, hush money to second wife, third wife is a political consultant, his businesses are slum properties, car washes, popcorn factory that runs on prison labor, studio execs would be like, nah, two on the nose. No one would believe that. We need a little bit more depth and range to that character. And yet this is real. This is real. This is our shadow governor. And proving once again, flexing the power that he has yesterday in that we're going to screw over Milwaukee. It's our way or no way.
All about local control, you know, Kristen.
So I guess my question is, what would it actually take for Robin Voss to pay some kind of political price until he just decides to step down? and retire on his terms. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because, you know, we can't, all of us who are outside of his district can't do anything about it. They almost did, his district almost did something about it when Adam Steen ran against him in the primary.
That must have given him a, ooh, that was close.
But that would only make him go further right, right? Because Adam Steen was not...
Moderate?
No. And it is just amazing when you read off some of the things that he's done and how he plays this game, that he's our longest standing speaker. He continues to get, you know, the 16,000 votes, so the 0.02% of Wisconsin's population that keeps him in office, and yet he has this much outsized power.
And we're all beholden to him.
To truly, potentially, ruin Milwaukee. And it's not like it got to this point, right? Like, when we talk about the shared revenue deal, and it's complicated. I was trying to reread things this morning of like, how can I summarize this? And like, it is a behemoth tax, not only for like people like Allison Durr at the Journal Sentinel, who has been painstakingly tracking this and trying to be thorough, but it is only weeds.
Yeah.
Right? There is no like trying to actually get through this. But, and that's part of the problem, is it is such a complicated, important issue that to the layperson, your eyes glaze over. But truly, we talk about this with so many different parts of Wisconsin's funding. And it's the shared revenue, as far as for municipalities all across the state, that have been, it's an outdated, broken model that has been stagnant for 20, 25 years. And that's not even, so it's the same amount of money, despite inflation and rising costs and the fact that cities can't pay for things. And Milwaukee isn't included in that. And they've been talking about the sales tax since before I moved back. And now it's to the point where the big pushing point, like the big sticking point right now, is the fact that should this go to a referendum for voters to vote on, which would cost a lot of more money that Milwaukee doesn't have to try to have an informational campaign to try to appeal to voters to vote in their own interest to raise their own taxes, or it would go to the county board. So that's a big sticking point. But the thing is like, it also comes with all of these stipulations and what that money can even be spent for and spent on. And it's just like, who gains from this? Like, what does the state actually gain from letting Milwaukee fail? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
We have David on the phone from Mequon joining us. Hey, David, what do you think?
Good morning. So I was discussing this a little bit with Earl before your show. And, you know, I'm a native Wisconsinite, and I have watched many years. You know, Milwaukee, I made the argument that Milwaukee's been shrinking in population since 1960, which is well before I was even born, even thought of. And what you have here, you have something is not adding up quite right. And what I mean by this is the city of Milwaukee recently proposed spending $15 million on a park on basically Martin Luther King and Wisconsin Avenue across from the convention center. You have the trolley, which was supposed to collect revenue initially and doesn't even have a fare box. That is a money loser. And you have the city losing money on that. You also have the fact that the county has not been willing to potentially sell, and I mentioned this earlier, the Milwaukee County Zoo is a revenue generator. And if the county were to potentially sell the zoo and it would go privately, there'd be a huge nest egg for the county to work with cash wise. Sometimes you have to, especially with the shrinking population, you have to, this is where the management of, you know, budgeting and everything else comes into play. And keep in mind, you know, everyone's been rallying against Act 10. Well, Act 10 obviously did leave the police and fire pensions out of the equation. There's obviously reasons for that, and that's very political. But at the end of the day, it also did help correct with NPS and some other governmental bodies as far as getting that together. And the reason why I say this is if we look to our neighbors to our south in Chicago, they have over 10% sales tax, and they're still broke. They've sold their parking meters, their tollways, everything else, all because their pension is so out of whack down there that they're basically auctioning off everything. And Milwaukee now is kind of facing that same situation. And I don't have a problem with people voting for an increase in taxes. I do think they have that right to do that. But at the end of the day, the city, you know, here they're talking about building a brand new public museum. They're digging, what is it, $300 million?
I guess, Dave,
so
just
the
because
county is really,
so what if you have to summarize what your really what your point is? So are you saying that they shouldn't, that this is a good deal because Milwaukee just has to get their budget in order and, you know, all of the other things and the services that are going to be cut, like that's just part of the budgeting process?
Listen, it's better than nothing. They're going to get an increase from the state of 10% or more, and they would have, there's an opportunity for the county and for the city to raise their sales tax. I also mentioned to Earl as well, Minneapolis just did this recently, where everything is delivered by Amazon or UPS or what have you these days. And they put a tax on the packages that are like over $100 of like 50 cents per package. And that is going to be dedicated towards, you know, helping fix the roads in the Twin Cities. And so there are ways of raising additional revenue. And keep in mind, like I said, there's assets the county has that they could potentially sell off. I don't think the county should be building a brand new facility to replace the domes. I think that's a huge...
Dave, we got another caller, so I'm going to cut you off. But I think what I'm hearing from you is that you think there's more creative ways that the city and the county can be doing, get like raising revenue than what they've explored so far. So thank you so much for the call, Dave.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tom from West Dallas. Tom, you only got about a minute. What do you want to say?
Well, then I'll make it really quick. What he is saying, what Dave was just saying, is the way I see it is that Milwaukee makes investments. Look at downtown. In the last 10 years, how much has this city grown? We got these big companies coming in. Fiserv is building. Northwest Mutual is doing things. Everyone, you know, there's companies doing stuff. And that park that he's talking about there on 3rd in Wisconsin, yeah, something should happen there. I mean, we got to invest into the city. That's why I do not understand what the Republicans are doing as far as not investing
in
our
city. I totally agree, Tom. And so we have to go to break, unfortunately, but if you want to stay on the line and come back, we can keep you and bring you back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess?
Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Beyond his metal, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are talking about, I guess we started by talking about a question that I think is interesting as far as just in Robin Voss's career, how has he never been held accountable for some of his personal things that I think if you were a woman, never would you get reelected if you had an affair on your second husband and then who was someone was an underling to you, let alone orchestrated a deal that never came through for your district. But that quickly turned into, because what I'm angry about is the threat, basically, that Robin Voss put out yesterday, which is like, you're either going to take the bill as it is to Evers, or we're going to cut out all of the provisions for Milwaukee. And, you know, I'm biased. I live in Milwaukee.
So do I.
Right? And I like cities. I love Wisconsin. I want to visit more parts of Wisconsin. I love meeting people from other parts of Wisconsin. I love learning more about the obstacles and the complications that different cities are facing. But for me, I live in Milwaukee. And I also think that Wisconsin's best chance of continuing to attract working age population and getting college students to stay, which ultimately most college educated kids, once they graduate, gravitate towards where there's more jobs, where it's cool, where there's bars, where there's restaurants and concert venues, yes, and sporting events. And like, there's not necessarily a huge draw when you're 22 to go back to an area where there's not a lot going on. And so our ability to actually be a place that 20 somethings want to move to as of right now is in our bigger cities, is in Madison, is in Milwaukee. And so if we're not making the investments to make those places thriving and cool and fun and have good jobs and like you feel safe and there's all these things, but like that takes money. And so on top of all of this, it's that does mean parks. That does mean public services, and it does mean public safety. And so it's like, if we want the state to thrive, how can you convince me that letting Milwaukee fail helps the entire state? 844-967-2789. I know we have Tom holding from the previous segment. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, I'm still doing well. Thank
good.
You. But well, yeah, what I was trying to say is that if you don't invest in the city, it, like you said, who is it going to attract? Now, if I was another big company and I was thinking about moving and I was looking at Milwaukee and then I see what the state is doing to Milwaukee, I would second guess moving here. It doesn't compute. I do not understand what their end game is. Why are you trying to destroy the biggest economic engine of the state for your petty politics that we're a Democratic city and we don't vote for Republicans, So the Republicans aren't going to help us, to punish us for not looking at things their way when they don't look at things our way. I'm driving right now by the convention center here, and they're adding on to it. I remember they were talking about this 15 years ago on how they should expand this, and I remember that the Republicans were dead set against it, and it was built too small. This is kind of like the stadium, too. What kind of economic driver is that stadium? And they want the Brewers to pay some. Well, I'm telling you, if I leased a building or something, and now the building owner is telling me that I have to invest more money into a place that I am leasing that I do not own, why would I? The Brewers are a very important part of this city. So are the Bucks, and so like the soccer stadium they want to build that now they don't want to give them the money. Build the stupid thing so we can get more people down here to come to our city and invest in it.
I completely, I mean, Tom, you and I are definitely on the same page as far as this, as far as like you people want to enjoy the places that they live. And so thanks so much for the call, Tom, and for holding through the break. We got another call?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call and or text. Vincent from Lannan. Hey, Vincent, what do you think?
Invest in our city. Vincent.
So thanks so much for the call, Tom, and for holding
through
the break.
I think, Tom, if you, Vincent, if you want to turn, did we lose him?
727-898.
I think, we got.
Vincent, are you there? Oh, no, we lost him.
We lost Vincent. Vincent, if you want to call back, we will take your call when we come back, because we only have 2 minutes before the break. But it seems like we have a lot of people trying to call, so we're going to keep this conversation going through the next segment, but we will get to the good, the bad, and the considerate. But we're talking about, I would love for someone to answer me how this helps the state by letting Milwaukee fail, by not investing in Milwaukee and trying to make it a better city and trying to make the people who, make people want to move there, make people who do live there want to stay. And I just, so much of the narrative that comes out about this feels like, on a bigger scale, conservative talking points about personal responsibility. And if you can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps, then these are the ramifications of your actions.
Yep, suffer with it.
So you just have to, you have to be poor. You have to deal with it. This is your fault. This is your problem. Instead, and like the individualist mindset. And so, you know, all of our leadership in Milwaukee right now is different than the people who, and it's not even, I can't even think you can blanketly say the people who got us in this problem. But it is. It's new leadership who have actively gone out there and glad hand and negotiated and talked to David Crowley, Mayor Johnson. They've been out there trying to make this work. We're hosting the RNC, for God's sakes. And people won't meet them halfway to try to make Milwaukee great. So we're going to keep this conversation going through the break. If you have thoughts on this, 844-967-2789. But if you can explain to me how a failing Milwaukee helps Wisconsin as a whole, I would love to hear that explained to me. We'll be right back.
With a zipper, if I only had a heart.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government acted responsibly when it indicted former President Trump for retaining government documents and obstructing government efforts to get them back. That from his former Attorney General Bill Barr, telling Fox News Sunday.
Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has. They have to be in the custody of the archivist. He had no right to maintain them and retain them. And he kept them in a way at Mar-a-Lago that anyone who really cares about national security, their stomach would churn at it.
The former president back out campaigning this weekend, calling the charges part of a witch hunt against him. Interstate 95 through northeast Philadelphia is expected to remain shut for an extended period after an overpass carrying the main roadway collapsed following a tanker truck fire below There were no injuries reported. An emerging humanitarian crisis after a dam was breached by an apparent explosion in southern Ukraine. Over 3,800 houses in 46 settlements are underwater. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap. Insecticide-free protection.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are talking about the ongoing saga of trying to get a shared revenue deal done and Robin Voss's negotiation tactic yesterday, basically saying if Evers does not take the bill as is, they'll move forward without any Milwaukee provisions whatsoever. And so my question is, who gains by Milwaukee failing? And we have some calls on the line, but if you would like to join the conversation via text or phone call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Let's take Vince.
Vincent, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Good morning, guys. First, to answer your question, man, no city in this state will benefit from the failure of Milwaukee. We're the biggest stick in the state. Our revenue eclipses many of the small communities that surround the state who benefit from our input into the state revenue, and they would suffer as well if Milwaukee fails. It's just as plain as the nose on your face. So it doesn't make any sense to what Robin Voss is doing, because if he allows Milwaukee to fail, then he hurts the rest of the state, and that's period. And for those of us who, if those of who keep calling and talking about that Milwaukee County and the city should sell off its assets, well, why don't we have a revenue gain by putting a toll around the city?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, we have all the things. We have American Family Field. We have Pfizer Forum. We have the museums. The fact is that people come into our city and work every day. Do just like Washington D.C. did years ago. The fact is, if you want all these amenities to come share all of our amenities, you have to come in here and pay for it. And why don't we put tolls around the city? And that's a revenue generator instead of selling off assets.
And Vince, that's so much. I know that a sales tax is regressive, and there's issues of feeling like this is going to be a tax on some of our poorest people in Milwaukee. But it's also a tax on all the people who come to Milwaukee. Think about what sales tax would have been for the city of Milwaukee when the Bucks won the championship, and how much money would have come back to the state or the city had all those people who came in, or the RNC, or even once we look forward further ahead to the NFL draft, because there's going to be a lot of people staying in Milwaukee. And so having some of the people who are taking advantage of our amenities who don't live here have to pay for some of that, I think is a good thing.
Exactly. And the Republicans are so disingenuous to this whole thing. The fact is, Milwaukee County several years ago put out a referendum in order to pass a 1% sales tax, which overwhelmingly passed in this county, in Milwaukee County. But the state legislature, including Robin Balls, basically denied mm-hmm. Milwaukee County that revenue generator. And so now they're going to say, well, now we want to do it that way. But the fact is, they could have did it years ago with Milwaukee County when the referendum was passed for 1% sales tax. So that shows you how two-faced they are about this whole thing. So, no, I think the fact is you can't bully Milwaukee into doing what they want them to do. So the fact is, no, the Milwaukee and the governor need to stand tall and say, listen, we need to do this a different way, and let's figure it out.
Thanks so much for the call, Vincent. We got Tom from L.A. next.
Tom from L.A. L.A., Tom, thanks for waiting, Tom. What do you think?
Absolutely. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that's us collectively. And we all need to understand the difference between public and private. Public means that it's we the people own it, and private means that it's a private ownership and you don't have any say, and it's all for profit.
Mm-hmm.
So any of these crazy ideas of selling off public space are absolutely crazy. Also, I just want to say thank God for civic media. I'm from the northwestern part of Wisconsin originally. In fact, I just left there after visiting family for a week. And I will tell you right now, there is a disconnect between the northwestern part of Wisconsin and the northern part of Wisconsin. They almost act like Milwaukee is part of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And that needs to change. That needs to change. There needs to be something that says, you know, as goes Milwaukee, goes Wisconsin, because that is the truth. And Milwaukee is actually a donor. They call it a donor state. It means that they actually pay more into that than they get back from. And the whole state of Wisconsin is that way. But Milwaukee is the biggest funder of taxes for the state of Wisconsin. These Republicans have just got to go. They are ridiculous, and we need to all call, again, I can't, but if you guys in Wisconsin call 414-227-3344, I'm going to say it slow again, 414-227-3344, and tell Governor Evers not to fall, and I got that from Maggie Dawn yesterday,
nice.
Not to fall for these Republicans and to thinks that compromise means killing the biggest revenue builder in the state of Wisconsin. But somehow we have got to get to a point where Milwaukee and Wisconsin are part of each other. For some reason, it's like an island unto itself. And we need people and we need media up in the Midwest, you know, talking more about Milwaukee and how it is connected. Just like civic media is doing. So thank God for civic media. I listen to you guys on the app. Anybody out there, go to civicmedia.us. If you don't have a radio station in your area, or make sure that you download the Civic Media app on your smartphone, and you'll be able to have it with you all day long. Like, I can hear it crystal clear here in Los Angeles, California. But I love my state of Wisconsin, and my whole family still lives there. And I care because, honestly, what Scott Walker did to the state, and if you haven't heard it, go to his YouTube or go to YouTube and put in Widow Hendricks and Scott Walker, Divide and Conquer. Scott Walker was the first one to divide and conquer the state of Wisconsin. And actually, as Wisconsin went, because all those people were fooled, went the whole country. And that's how we got someone like a Donald Trump, because they know how to divide and conquer. And we have to realize that we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we have got to stick together.
Tom, a couple of things. I just want to tell you, thank you for that beautiful, complete, self-contained promo that I'm just going to...
We're just going to cut out and make into a commercial?
And we're going to make you into our promo commercial spokesperson. And also, though, I think this goes further back than Scott Walker. I think we can take this back to Tommy Thompson, who at one point, I'm fairly certain, said, yeah, we're going to stick it to Milwaukee.
Yes, he did say that. Yep.
So this goes back a long
Absolutely.
Way. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for the call, Tom, and for being an avid listener. But it's, and I believe that, because when my parents moved back to Wisconsin Rapids, after having spent, you know, their adult life in Madison, and then they came to LA with me, and then they went back to Rapids. Shout out to WFHR and everyone listening to the Rapids area. And my mom commented, she's like, I didn't realize the anti-Milwaukee, anti-Madison sentiment.
Oh, yeah.
Until we moved here, of just feeling very much, well, that's Milwaukee. That's Madison. It's different here. And it's not that it's not different. I think you should recognize the differences, and you should recognize the different challenges and the different industries that have shifted or changed or closed across Wisconsin, and the different like things that people are dealing with. But ultimately, at least the kind of stuff that I want to talk about that I think is interesting, I think is actually the same no matter where you go. It comes back to jobs and taking care of your family and schools and how, you know, like there's so many of the same things that we want to be able to do in Milwaukee that you want to be able to do in Rapids, that you want to be able to do in Amory, that you want to be able to do in Eau Claire, and, you know, every place that Civic Media is touching right now. Like, there's so much more that we agree on.
Oh, yeah.
That we want for our communities that if we would actually work together could probably accomplish versus sticking it to Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the topic of who gains by Milwaukee failing.
John from Menominee Falls sent us a text. None of Voss's nonsense make the state of Wisconsin any better. This is purely a power grab so he can run for governor in a couple of years.
No way.
And try to make the case about how he stood up against the Democrats. He is nothing more than a cockroach that someone needs to step on.
I think he would never run for governor. Really?
I don't think so either.
Oh, man. Do we have a call?
We do. We have Kurt from Rhinelander is joining us. Hey, Kurt, what do you think?
Yes, Milwaukee is receiving 10% more than any other city in Wisconsin.
It receives 10% more?
It is getting 10% more state funding.
How so?
Well, no other city in Wisconsin is that much. Rhinelander isn't getting that much. I suggest instead of blaming, look at your local leaders.
But I guess I don't understand. Could you explain more about where this 10% is? Is that in shared revenue, or where are you getting the 10% number from?
10%, look at the bill. Milwaukee's receiving 10% more.
In what, though?
The state budget. They're receiving 10% increase.
In the budget that they're negotiating, the budget that as it currently stands?
Yes. The current negotiation budget. No other city in Wisconsin is receiving a 10% increase. Milwaukee is.
I'll have to look into that, because everything that I've seen as far as like the percentage increase, it's way bigger for smaller communities. As far as what they're getting now versus what under the new shared revenue bill, like the percentage increase is much higher, even if the dollar amount is different. But like the actual percentage increases is actually the least least big jump for Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is receiving the most, believe me, Rylance is not receiving 10% increase.
Okay, I will look into that, Kurt.
Thank you so much for calling, Kurt. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 608, we were talking about this earlier, what it would take to get rid of Robin Voss. That would require fair maps. And number two, for the GOP to lose power because their representatives are dragged down by Robin Voss. Also, rural Racine County is a mess, so booting Voss himself is tougher. But if he has no power and hurts the GOP, that would wreck him.
Hmm.
I guess my big thing is, and you were talking about what attracts young people to the state or places to live, and it's the amenities and all of those things. And yet, we're going to go back to, why don't young people want to move here? I don't understand. What's
wrong?
Well,
if we just cut income taxes, I think that they, you know, that's a big thing. Because that's what the young people care about, is not paid income taxes. And I just don't agree that that is the case. I think young people want to live where there's things happening, where there's a good job, a good starting job, but also where it's actually fun to live.
And there are other young people.
And there are other young people. And they can make friends. And so, like, that comes through having urban planning and urban design and how we people make things are walkable. And there's so much more than that goes into it than just, like, well, if they have lower taxes, why wouldn't people want to come here?
Yeah. It's more involved than that.
And so, do we have any more texts or anything?
No, we are open if you want to make a call, 844-967-2789. I apologize if it takes me a little bit. I am juggling several things.
Well, I think we will probably move on unless someone calls during the break to have their two cents on the topic. I do want to look into that number that Kurt was talking about as far as the 10%.
We'll check into it.
This is where having a photographic memory would come into... could be useful to be like, I know that to be true or false immediately by checking the files in the back of my brain because I have read and memorized all of the numbers. But when we come back, we will do a fast rundown of the good, the bad, and the considerate for today's headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bucked Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bucked Hustle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we have a couple more texts or one more text to get through before we go to the good, the bad, and the considerate.
We do. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you ever want to check in. From the 608, speaking of Rhinelander, you know what Rhinelander has that Milwaukee doesn't? Its own sales tax.
Mm-hmm. I remember learning about that when we had Zach Bruin gone over the summer last year when he was still working for Rhinelander. Now he works for the League of Municipalities. And I remember learning that they have a hotel tax. Well, they have a resort tax. And so because obviously Rhinelander and Minocqua and that area is very relies on tourism.
Sure.
It's beautiful. And I remember thinking, well, why do they get their own sales tax?
That they get to control themselves. They don't have to go to Robin Voss and ask.
No.
Oh.
And that's a good point.
I guess we just all have to go and ask Robin Voss anytime we want to do anything.
All right. So, moving on. Some good news.
Yay. We like good news.
Some good news and potentially surprising news. And I know there's some people being skeptical about this as far as why this happened, but I don't care. It's good news. Supreme Court unexpectedly upholds provision prohibiting racial gerrymandering. So that happened basically right before we
went on the air this morning.
So the U.S. Supreme Court this morning stepped back from the brink of totally gutting the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act by a vote of 5-4. So it was close.
It was.
A coalition of liberal and conservative justices essentially upheld the court's 1986 decision requiring that in states where voting is racially polarized, the legislature must create the maximum number of majority black or near black congressional districts using traditional redistricting criteria. So this was specifically a case in Alabama, but I would say this is a good thing.
And this could open the doorway to other challenges for gerrymandered redistricting. And I am not inclined to give Justice John Roberts a whole bunch of credit for this because I think this is more about, here's this shiny thing. Look away, look away, look away from Clarence Thomas being paid off by Harlan Crow for several decades. Look away from Neil Gorsuch selling that property he couldn't get rid of and making a big, nice, healthy profit after he got named on the court. Let you know, don't look at that stuff. Look, we did a good thing. One good thing.
Well, and also, I don't know, a precursor to some of the other decisions that could come down throughout the month.
Yeah.
But for now, for today.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yay.
The bad. State job in Wisconsin, turnover among Wisconsin state employees has soared to a record high in the last 2 years.
Is it just that much more lucrative to work in the private sector now?
I think it's that it's some is retirement. So this is a new report from Wisconsin Policy Forum, and some is retirement. Some is just in general because of the nature of having a low unemployment rate. Of there's different jobs, there's better jobs, but we talk about the fallout when we don't fund things. We've talked about this with the defense attorneys. And public defenders, mm-hmm. and so many different things. It's like you forget how much your taxes pay for.
Oh yeah.
And specifically, when we talk about the shortages that are happening at at agencies that need 24-hour staff, so prisons and care facilities, and a lot of these places that like. if there is not enough people, we are very SOL. Like, this isn't the same thing as, you know, an office not having, you know, like, or even a law firm, not the defense attorneys and the public defenders, but like, there's a lot more, the ripple effect of some of these agencies not having enough staff affects the public in a different way than it does in the private sector.
Without a doubt.
And so, this is not good. And I don't know, there's not much that I read that like could solve it besides, again, having more people.
Who want to come to Wisconsin.
Who want to come to Wisconsin.
Ah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there's that. And then to end this first hour on a high note or a funny note, the considerate. Taco Bell. When was the last time you ate at Taco Bell, Jane?
It's been a while.
It's been a while for me too.
I'm now that your husband introduced me to the Taco John's little potato thingies. Yeah, that's ruined
potato
me.
Potato
Olays.
Is that like a daily stop for
no,
you now?
No, gosh, no. But it's ruined me forever.
They're like little baby hash browns.
And they're spicy.
And they're good. Taco Bell, so considerate, Taco Bell, is testing, it's not out yet, but is testing a vegan Crunchwrap at 3 locations.
Oh.
It's the first time the chain you crave at 3 a.m. has offered a vegan entree. Though the company said almost a quarter of the food sold last year was vegetarian. And so I saw that this morning and I just said, you know.
That's nice.
Hopefully no one boycotts them for being woke. But for vegans who are, you know, stoned and or drunk at 3 a.m., now they have an option at Taco Bell.
Isn't that lovely? That's lovely. And can we not call it woke? Can we just call it pro-tofu?
Pro-tofu. What do we say on Wednesday? Soy boy?
Pro-soy.
Pro-soy. I want to know what's in this thing. And I also want to know, where do you test this? Because remember when Beyond, like all the Beyond Meats and the Beyond Burgers, they were testing it like in middle America, which is probably smart because they're like, all right, can this actually, we know in
can
other places.
Can we trick these people?
And, but I think it was like in Iowa or something where that first was getting tested and people were like, really?
You know, we raise cattle here, right?
All right. Well, great first hour. Love getting all of your calls and your feedback. And it's not a done issue. Like, this could be a topic that we revisit, on the show again, cause I'm sure after yesterday's, cause I was kind of like mid afternoon that came out. So we could have something by the end of this week. It could keep going, but either way, loved talking about it with all of you. But for now, we're going to break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here for a public service announcement, and we're going to talk about Surgeon General's warnings and how those play into our health decisions, if they do at all. There's also been some headlines around a new AstraZeneca lung cancer treatment. And also mental health when it comes to being pregnant, because I got some questions. All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave.